somebody like Bill Gates tells you he's going to black out the sun or reduce the world's population through injections, we have to believe him. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, malaria is one of the world's most lethal diseases, killing millions every year. But, you know, for decades, nobody has had to worry about malaria here in the United States. The whole disease was supposedly completely eradicated from mainland United States until this past month. Yeah, as we covered with Dr. Stella Emanuel, just out of the blue, malaria cases were found in both Florida and Texas, 1,000 miles apart at practically the exact same time. They're the first locally acquired malaria cases in 2 decades. Now, as it happens, just a few months ago in Vox, there was reporting about how mRNA technology, the same stuff used in the COVID bioweapon, might also be used to create a new, better vaccine against malaria. And what companies do you think, by the way, will be taking the lead in developing this new vaccine and no doubt pressuring every city and county and state and hospital and school in America to make it mandatory? Oh, well, we think you could probably guess. And on top of all of that, Bill Gates has been involved in breeding new mosquitoes that are ostensibly supposed to block the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. And immediately after he released these new bugs in Florida and Texas, we suddenly get these new malaria cases in both. If you aren't suspicious, you just aren't paying attention. Karen Kingston, as it happens, is a recent malaria survivor herself because she was just in Mexico to report on the imminent weaponization of this ancient disease. She has a lot to say about it. And by the way, did you know that malaria feels a lot like COVID? Weirdly. Has a lot of the same treatments and a lot of the same symptoms? That's just food for thought. Plus, for months, Karen Kingston has been working on a legal strategy to bring down the Pfizer pharma empire. It's not tough. Pfizer is a massive company, yes, with a ton of lawyers and practically unlimited money, but they do not have an impenetrable legal wall around themselves. And although members of Congress from both parties tried to protect Pfizer with this fake immunity shield, there is no law that protects Pfizer from deploying a weapon of biowarfare on Americans. Their fortress is not invincible. Karen believes that she's found the vulnerability that can destroy their entire empire, and she joins us now. Karen, thank you so much. We're glad that you're here and that you defeated malaria. Is this a coincidence? I mean, Bill Gates just really releases hundreds of millions of mosquitoes, and suddenly, boom, in these two states where he released them, we have malaria outbreaks.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence. And then the irony is I was on your show 2 months ago talking about the aerosol mosquito weapon that was being used in Mexico and across the Mexican jungles. Michael Yon reported on this, where there were mosquitoes were infecting people with malaria and dengue. And so I've been to Mexico, just so everyone knows, like more than 36 times. I go there a lot. I scuba dive. I've been eaten alive on the beach. You know, there's mosquitoes there. I've never gotten sick, in the last 30 years going there. And sure enough, 2 months after I reported on, weaponized malaria mosquitoes being in Mexican jungles, I come back with from Mexico with malaria. And the reason why I wrote a Substack on it and I want to report on it is because it's very preventable and it's very treatable. So that's the good news. So the first thing is you can take the 400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine once a week and you're good to go. It'll prevent you from becoming sick from the parasite that causes malaria. So that's really important. And I know you and I watched your interview with Dr. Stella. So, you know, go to her. You know, if you're in a state, if you're near lakes and swamps and stuff, have it on hand because it's better to prevent it than to get it.
Now, you just triggered something here. So the COVID bioweapon, The genetic sequence referred to as SARS-CoV-2 or this novel coronavirus we've discussed being an aerosolized weapon of biowarfare, right? I mean, it's, so you could target people, you could put it in their water, the things that they consume, et cetera. Is it possible that the same thing is true for this malaria and that, in fact, it's not being carried by mosquitoes, but it's an aerosolized form of malaria?
So I was bit by mosquitoes and I got malaria. So I don't know if there's
I get bit by mosquitoes every single day. I mean, I live around the woods. I'm an outdoorsman. I'm on the water a lot. I get bit by mosquitoes all the time. I've never had malaria, of course, before. But is it possible that, you know, the mosquito bite in Mexico, you said that you've been bitten millions of times. You've been eaten alive, was your words. And you've never had malaria before. So why all of a sudden, after reporting on malaria and weaponized mosquitoes, is Karen Kingston all of a sudden getting malaria?
It was an interesting trip. I mean, there's literally a group of Russians that got on our bus to go in the jungle. I don't know what happened. The point is, I want people to know that there are weaponized mosquitoes with malaria now, right?
Well, yeah, when Bill Gates says he's going to do something, we have to believe him.
Yeah, and so I want people to know what the signs are, though, too. So let's say you don't have the hydroxychloroquine on hand and you haven't been doing preventative. The first sign was I got this weird poison ivy rash. It didn't look like measles. Eventually, it looked like measles, and I sent Lauren those photos. You can see the measles, but it was this weird poison ivy rash. So as soon as I saw that, I should have started taking hydroxychloroquine and erythromycin, but I was just oblivious. I wasn't thinking about getting malaria. Then it turned into a measles rash. And then about 4 days later, it was like a really bad case of COVID or the flu. So I had that weird headache with the pressure, you know what I'm talking about? It just is, and the fever and the chills and the nausea and the vomiting. I actually was out on Sunday. My fever went so high. I mean, I was seeing things that weren't there, but it really hit me hard. And actually, Andrew Serafini and Dr. Judy Mikovits sent me some medicine to get me back on track. But I want people to know, if you get bit by a mosquito, you get a weird rash, treat it right away. It's very treatable. But the other thing is, healthy individuals, we shouldn't be getting malaria even if we were bit by a mosquito. Maybe that's what your point is. You know, my son was perfectly, my son's perfectly fine. So, you know, are our immune systems being worn down, or are these, you know, is this a weaponized malaria that uses nanotech? I wouldn't be surprised if the mosquitoes are delivering a nanotech version of malaria.
Well, right? There's no question that people are developing all kinds of weird super cancers, and they're becoming more prone to, you know, contracting fake viruses and other illnesses as a result of the deployment of the weapon of biowarfare called a safe and effective vaccine through shedding as well. Even if you've avoided being inoculated yourself physically in first person, your immune system is being attacked by those around you who are, you know, little bioweapon manufacturing facilities.
Yeah, and also the nanoparticle technologies, you know, as Dr. Anna Mulhalsey is doing a deep dive, it's being used in everything. It's being used in other medicines. And as reported on your show a few weeks ago, the nanoparticle technology is toxic. These are metals that are smaller than the size of a cell. So they hijack the cell and they cause the reactive oxygen species, right? They disrupt the mitochondria and they do severe damage. And they know that these nanoparticles that they're putting in not just the shots, but in foods and medicines, they're aerosolizing it. They know it crosses the cell membranes of the brain, of the heart, of the lungs, of the reproductive system, and it causes blood clotting. So we're being poisoned. You know, that is what is happening. And, you know, when Silk lost her sister Diamond, you know, and she was speaking, I believe at her eulogy, she said, "Why aren't more Americans asking, why are so many of us being poisoned?" And that's really the word, right? Because these are toxic substances that cause disease, disabilities, and death. And make no mistake, it's intentional. You know, my first initiative, my first mission, and I'm still working on it, I'm going to get it done, is to get the shots out of every community across this country. And then we're going to expose that this nanotechnology, where it exists across many other areas of what we're consuming. And that's going to blow the lid off of this, because nanotechnology is the key to shattering Pfizer's immunity in the whole industry, because it's not regulated. So they can't hide behind any laws. If they cause harm, they're liable, period. And I don't know why this is so difficult or so crazy idea for other leaders and experts to grasp. There's no laws regulating nanotech. The industry regulates itself. If they harm a consumer, they're liable. That's it.
And they've done it on a global scale. They've done it across the entire United States. They have employed the press to do psychological campaigns on Americans, to politicize the releasing of a bioweapon. Believe that. I mean, it's become a political issue. It's become an ideological symbolization. The same thing as wearing masks. It's all virtue signaling. I am a liberal. I wear a mask. I am a liberal. I have all six boosters. I am a liberal. I am for two degenerate, homosexual males paying for a child, you know, so that they can post it on Instagram, which we'll be talking about here in a little while. As a matter of fact, our own Lauren Witzke is being sued by two homosexuals for rightly calling out them participating in human trafficking. But make no mistake, back to the bioweapons, back to the malaria, back to all this. This is all about psychological programming and virtue signaling. Once you have done this to yourself, it would be impossible for you to admit to yourself what you had done, especially to be vulnerable enough to admit it out loud, what you have done to yourself, or even worse, what you have done to your children. So we that have fought against this, although be it are not safe from this as a result of, you know, the spreading of it through shedding, although we're not safe yet, we still have to fight to get rid of it completely and then bring in the enforcement mechanism, which we're also going to be talking about with Dr. Joseph Sansone here momentarily. We have to have an enforcement mechanism here to hold the people who have deployed this weapon of biowarfare on Americans or Floridians or Minnesotans or anywhere accountable. And that means to bring them before some sort of, you know, a judgment panel, whether it's a citizen grand jury or a military tribunal or a Nuremberg type situation, Nuremberg 2. And then when they're convicted, they need to be killed. They need to be put to death because of the cause of death that they have inflicted on all of the world, on all of humanity, should not be forgiven. It should, I mean, sure, I can forgive them in Christ, but they should be held accountable. I mean, this is biblical.
Yeah, I want to be very clear that if Pfizer intentionally caused disease, disabilities, and death, it's in their documents. They wrote in their phase 3 trial that the risk-benefit ratio for children was not favorable. What does that mean? It means they were harming children and they
knew it. Yes.
And they knew it.
Yeah, pregnant women, same thing.
Yeah. And what do? They have an entire pipeline of products for myocarditis, for heavy menstrual bleeding. They created diseases knowing some people were going to die. But what they did was they wanted to create disease and disabilities in people to create new markets for themselves. It's not rocket science. It's like shooting fish in a barrel to prosecute Pfizer. I don't understand how people aren't getting this, but I'm working on the back end. And when I come out swinging, they're going down.
Well, good. Yeah. Anything less than action at this point is inaction, and inaction is deadly. At reacting too late is deadly. We have already reacted too late. Still yet, thousands of kids are being injected every single day with this stuff. Still yet, thousands of kids are inevitably being euthanized every day with this stuff. They're being given disease. They're being attacked with their immune systems. They're being given antibody-dependent enhancement and inflammation and disease and death. I mean, that's what's happening. The same people that control the COVID-19 safe and effective vaccines control the world food supply that keeps you just sick enough to where you need to be a lifetime subscriber to the medical industrial big pharma complex. That's what this is. And our DOD is responsible for all of it. Pfizer is responsible for all of it. There is a separation there. Pfizer is not immune from liability. And these people absolutely will be held to account. I've got 30 seconds left.
Yeah, at this point, Americans need to take action. As you know, I'm working with law enforcement. And just like if there was a bomb in the building for children that was going to harm them, they need to take the weapons out of their communities. Children are becoming permanently disabled, harmed, and killed. Babies go into fever convulsions and have permanent brain damage after being injected.
That's right.
Any responsible law enforcement that's upholding their oath will protect these children, protect God's children.
That's right. In a place of rule and law, thank you, Karen Kingston, in a place of law and order, under the rule of law, if any cop is witnessing an assault with a weapon, say on a playground or at a school, an active shooter, their job is to rush in there and stop that assault with a weapon. We have that going on right here. Now, in Florida, there is, in Collier County specifically, a group of people who have brought this to the attention of the GOP there who have passed these ban the jab resolutions. We've been there. We've talked in front of a group of people. These people heroically took action down there. So what about the enforcement mechanism? Now, also, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who said that he was going to launch an investigation into Big Pharma, where did that go, by the way? What about his Surgeon General, Latipo, who said, hey, yeah, we realize that there is a negative impact on, you know, young men 18 to 34. Well, no, this is on everybody that's getting these. But whatever happened to that? Well, now we know for a fact that Ron DeSantis has been personally delivered on his desk and has reviewed the Ban the Jab resolutions, which outline how this is a weapon of biowarfare. Dr. Sansone is here next to discuss more of that. Stick around as we continue in just 60 seconds. So everybody knows that their financial future is in dire straits. It's almost inevitable that the empire of lies, the murderous corporate crime syndicate, the illegitimate regime is going to come after everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and save. And everybody knows that the only way to genuinely really protect yourself is with physical gold and silver. I always recommend Goldco. Goldco has helped countless people to protect themselves against government theft and hyperinflation and criminal taxation. Plus, Goldco's offering $10,000 in free silver because you watch this program and you're part of our family. Yeah, just mention Stu Peters, get up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Tell them it is the 13th of July, 2023, and I have now decided to protect everything that I've worked hard to save. Your 401ks, your IRAs, your checking accounts, your savings accounts, all in jeopardy of the great financial reset. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
Best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stu and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stu. Again, newtopia.com/stu. Welcome back. So we believe that we have an update on this ban the jab movement that's currently going on in Florida. We've talked about it here on the program multiple times. We've covered multiple Florida County GOPs that have passed resolutions calling on their state government not to just promote medical freedom, which is a PSYOP, but to take an additional step and actually ban the dangerous and deadly weapons that were deployed under the guise of a medical treatment. You know, safe and effective COVID vaccines. Well, so far, seven Republican-leaning Florida counties plus the Idaho GOP State Committee have passed ban the jab resolutions. Does that really mean anything? A draft copy of the resolution has now been sent to all of Florida's 67 county sheriffs. A draft copy has also been directly sent to the desk of Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis. So the draft resolutions document all of the harms of the bioweapon and how its deployment amounts to an active, ongoing crime against humanity and an attack with a weapon on Floridians. So if we had one sheriff, or better, 67 of them that would actually uphold their oaths, who had the testicular fortitude and the balls to take action and seize the bioweapon, if we had a governor in Florida who objectively looked at this resolution and the evidence before him, and would actually move to save lives in Florida, this would be a great place to start. I'm predicting that Ron DeSantis does not have the balls and that he will ignore it. But now that he's been served, no one can claim plausible deniability at this point. And if they ignore it, accountability will be coming forthwith. Dr. Joseph Sansone is the author of the Ban the Jab resolution for Lee County, Florida. He's a proud public fighter against the Great Reset agenda, which he accurately labels as an extinction-level event for humanity. He blogs regularly at josephsansone.substack.com. You should give him a look. Well, Dr. Sansone didn't just author the resolutions calling for jab bans. He also worked with Karen Kingston to create actual draft county ordinances. So now they can be passed by Republican counties, even where state parties are too cowardly to take action. Maybe a county doesn't have the power to impose the death sentence that Big Pharma and the CDC and the FDA and Tony Fauci deserve, but they do have the power to drop some truly massive 6- or 7-figure fines. So what does all this mean? Did we get all of that right? Let's find out. To that end, Dr. Sansone joins us right now. Joseph, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Really appreciate you having me on, Stu. We've got two issues I want to talk about is the update on the Ban the Jab resolutions and then the evidence we presented to the law enforcement
community. Great. I'd love to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've we've passed it in 7 counties now. This Ban the Jab resolution declares them to be biological weapons, calls on the governor to, you know, prohibit them, the attorney general to confiscate these files and do forensic audits. And yes, the Republican Party of Idaho actually passed our exact resolution. I believe a medical doctor by the name of Thomas Fletcher did that. And I credit that to a large extent to you, because that's how they heard about it. And so, yeah, we're asking people to continue to submit these resolutions to these executive committees at these county level governments or county level parties and even state level to get them passed. Now, we've put out a draft ban to jab county or even a city ordinance, which, yeah, levels heavy fines for the distribution of these biological weapons. And we've already got people starting to show up at county and city meetings. We had someone up at St. Augustine the other day speaking in favor of this resolution, urging them to put it on the agenda. And so our goal there is to start in mass getting people to go to these county and city meetings, because it's public record. This is all videoed and we want to document this evidence. And so we're going to keep putting pressure on that level. Now, what we've done more recently, and this is through the National American Renaissance Movement, attorney David Meiswinkel, who used to be the president and executive director of the Committees for Lawyers with 9/11. He put together a legal white paper, we'll say, which outlines, it's about 83 pages. It outlines serious crimes ranging from racketeering, murder, treason, to biological weapons violations. It has 149 exhibits in this document. And and it cites people like Karen Kingston in there, Dr. Anna Mahouchia as well, who's on last night with you, which, by the way, she just joined our board later last night. So we're really excited about that. And so we're going to put together a really good team of people here as we continue to grow. So anyway, what we did is we submitted this document to the governor, the attorney general of Florida, the assistant statewide prosecutor who's handling the COVID vaccine grand jury, so they can't pretend not to have it. All 67 county sheriffs got this document. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement got this document, as well as all 20 state attorneys. And so we've carpet bombed the Florida law enforcement community with this evidence. And so what we plan on doing is doing this in all 50 states, actually. So we're going to hit these 400 or so local prosecutors' offices across the country and keep pressuring them until they do something right. I like to say asymmetrical warfare requires asymmetrical resistance. Nothing is off the table, because this is about saving the human race from extermination.
I agree with that sentiment 100%. Now, can you confirm that all 67 sheriffs actually received it? Can you confirm that the governor, Ron DeSantis, actually received this?
I can. It's public record when you send it to them through their email. So, yeah, I actually did send them myself. So
do you know if he's opened them? Do you know if the governor is aware of any of this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's looking at it, but it is public record that he got it. They can't say they didn't get it. And part of what this does, too, is it removes plausible deniability for when we do finally have trials in the future. Because if you're looking the other way right now, I think you're committing a crime.
Have you spoken to any sheriffs and presented them personally with any of this?
No, not yet. We just blanketed them with this information. With this specific document, no. This document, we just blanketed them with it, so they have the evidence. It's an 83-page document with 149 exhibits. Probably going to need a little time to digest that, because you know some of these people are really far behind on the learning curve because they're not watching programs like you. They're still watching and getting brainwashed by mainstream media.
Yeah, vaccine shill Sean Hannity. So what about the ban the jab resolutions? I mean, certainly there are sheriffs that understand that this is going on, right?
They have to know. They can't be that oblivious to it.
Specifically, Collier County, Lee County. I mean, you're right in Lee County. You've got your finger on the pulse of this. Does the sheriff there know that this is happening?
I don't know. He has to know. How could he not know? It's the Republican Party for the county. It'd be almost impossible for him not to know that the party has pretty much said these are biological weapons and they need to be pulled. But he knows now because he got the evidence. So I don't see how he could not know. Now we're going to follow up on this. This is just, you know, the first action of it. And we'll see where it goes legally as well. But I find it really hard to believe that they can't know at this point.
So in these resolutions that seven counties passed, the Span the Jab resolution, and then in these ordinances for cities and counties, what is the mechanism of enforcement should somebody violate this ordinance or these resolutions?
Sure. So because the sheriff's office is a constitutional office, the county governments can't just go tell them what to do. But what they can do is enforce fines. And so the way I've written it up is as a $250,000 fine for, you know, possession or distribution of these biological weapons. And so, what, you know, the idea is to, I mean, because if we can get a county government to admit these are bioweapons and assess fines like this, that will have a very powerful ripple effect. So we're limited there. So we're hitting it both ways. Politically, we're hitting it with trying to get people to go to these meetings, put pressure on them. Like, we got one coming up on August 1st in Lee County. Now I'm planning on rounding up a lot of people to go there and speak and you know, direct them to add this to the agenda. And because it's all video, it's public record. So the mechanism would be fines. And, you know, I guess, you know, code compliance would actually enforce that in the counties and cities.
So who would be fined? Would it be the pharmacy that's administering the shots? Would it be the, you know, supermarket that's warehousing the shots? Would it be the clinics and the doctor's office that are suggesting and recommending that you go get shot up with this? Who would be fined? All of the
above? Any and all of the above, yes. Possession or distribution. Think of it like how counties have like anti-medical marijuana laws and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, if you're possessing or distributing this, you know, you could be fined if it gets passed. Now, these could be changed a little bit in the wording if we can get this through, but we're going to hit it all over, and we're going to keep pushing it, and we're going to keep, you know, really a key part of this strategy is to get people to show up and, you know, get a copy of this draft ordinance, tweak it as you see fit for your county, because this is a decentralized effort, because that's how it won't be stopped. It needs to be like little holes popping in a dam, and they just keep blowing out.
Well, much like our federal government has completely ignored all of the staggering record smashing numbers of vaccine adverse events reporting system, you know, inputs, and they've completely ignored the data. They've completely ignored their constituency. It's just my prediction that the politically safe thing to do would be for Ron DeSantis to pretend like he didn't get whatever you sent him. Is it possible that you could have him served? Have his office personally served with this document, this 83 pages?
And that may be another phase in this action. Like, this is the preliminary action. We may down the road be doing criminal complaints if people aren't doing their job.
Yeah, send me the 83 page document and I will have him personally served.
I did. Or your producers got it. You should be able to get that. I can. It's also on our website.
Yeah, we're gonna have the governor there personally served. I mean, I'll go so far as to say that I'll personally serve all 67 county sheriffs, because then does the ban the jab resolution or any of these ordinances, city and or county, allow for the sheriff to criminalize the possession or use of these things? Does it allow them to go and seize them?
The sheriff could do that on their own right now because these clearly violate Florida's bioweapons law. In my mind. And so the sheriff doesn't need anything to act here. They might need cooperation from the state attorney's office that they're going to prosecute. And that's why we hit both with this evidence, because they need to see the evidence and actually look at it. And so the sheriff doesn't need anything to act. They can act. But the problem is the county government can't force the sheriff to act,
right?
Because it's a constitutional office. So we're kind of hitting them on both ends.
Yeah, well, just the same. I mean, Ron DeSantis cannot direct a sheriff to go and do something. You know, we understand that there's limitations to his office and that, you know, the sheriff is where the buck stops, essentially. But, Here's what I do know. And let's just have an open political strategy talk here. Let's have an open enforcement talk here. If I personally serve all 67 sheriffs, and if I personally serve Governor Ron DeSantis' office, and I know them to be in receipt of that document that clearly defines and presents the evidence, irrefutable, indisputable evidence that these are weapons of biowarfare, and that an attack with a weapon is being carried out on Floridians, and then they do nothing to stop it or don't respond to that, that is when I can drag Governor Ron DeSantis before a grand jury. And that grand jury can compel Governor Ron DeSantis under the threat of criminal retribution, punishment, jail time, or worse, to go ahead and stop this from happening. There is an assault with a weapon happening in Florida. And it's my prediction that nobody's going to have the balls that you do, and that nobody, you know, who's an elected representative, including a sheriff, is going to have the testicular fortitude to step out and say, I'm going to take action here. That's just my prediction. I'm not trying to black pill, but I think that there is a winnable political strategy here, I think, and that these people are not immune from grand juries.
No, they're not. And keep in mind, the Florida grand jury and the COVID vaccines did get this evidence too. So I don't see any plausible deniability there. The prosecutor in charge of that got this as well. So, I don't disagree with that, because I think you need to continue stepping up the pressure and following through on this. Where this goes in the future, I don't know. But first step is to present them the evidence, give them a little time to look through it, and then continue to follow up, whether it's an actual complaint or not. I'll talk to Dave Meiswinkel, the attorney that drafted it up.
I'm going to work with my team to get the physical addresses of all of the offices for these 67 sheriffs, as well as, and we have the Tallahassee office, of course, of Governor Ron DeSantis.
I can email it to your producer.
Fantastic. Yes, we're going to personally serve these people. We're going to have receipts of that service. And that then guarantees that there's no plausible deniability. I don't just automatically consider these 67 sheriffs to be bad guys. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's really easy to say, oh, I didn't get that. You know, it's really easy to just go along with the status quo and continue to just, you know, keep this thing under the bubble of might be dangerous, it might not be. But, you know, people have a choice. No. You do not have a choice whether or not you inject yourself with a weapon of biowarfare. And it's any sheriff's job to stop this attack from happening.
Yeah, my guess is actually most of them, if they knew what you know and what I know, would have acted by now, or would have attempted to get other people to act. Because how can you look the other way knowing what these shots are doing to people? I mean, you know, the nurses are starting to get sick now. They're looking.
I guess you're less jaded than I am about the entire law enforcement and political process. I think these people are political cowards, and that they cuck and buckle to the pressure around them, despite what their constituents are saying. There is a hierarchy even above them, federal funding for their departments.
Right.
These are elected positions. They want to do something to accelerate their career beyond being a sheriff and maybe be, you know, the state's attorney general. And they have to show that they ran a budget in accordance and that they had a surplus, and all these things rely on that federal funding that they're all getting, you know, for not saying anything about these jabs. So with all of that going on, I think that the best way to cut any, you know, possibility of that type of thing happening is to make sure that they're personally served, to make sure that they know that they're weapons of biowarfare, to make sure they have no plausible deniability, to make sure that they know an attack is being carried out with a weapon in their county, and any sheriff's responsibility, whether it's an attack at a school or a bomb threat or a stabbing in a parking lot or a rape in an alley, their job as a deputy sheriff or a sheriff sworn to protect their constituents and their population, their citizens, is to stop that attack. This is no different.
I agree. I think it's going to come down to is they need to fear us more than they fear their masters. And I think that this is really the first step in that process. And we need to just keep amping up the pressure, keep waking people up at the same time. But we need to keep presenting evidence to them. We need to get people on the phone calls. We need to, you know, get people emailing them. We need to generate more activity from a lot of people. And there are other actions that are coming down the pike in Florida too, which will be complementary to this as well, along the lines of what you're talking about that I expect to happen in the future.
Good.
But
keep up the pressure, and we're going to help you. You have my full commitment the entire way to this platform. Everybody in our office here and down in Vero Beach and all of our other multiple places, satellite offices, we are going to all be working hard to help to make sure that we hold these people accountable. We have to hold their feet to the fire. There's no like debating anymore. Is this a bioweapon? Is it not? No. Yes, it is. An attack is being carried out in every state across this country. Idaho should know it too. Put those people on notice as well. The resolutions are there. The evidence is there. It's irrefutable, indisputable. It's physical evidence. You can't argue with it. It's right there in front of your face. You have to do something about it, because if you don't, you too will be judged. So thank you, Dr. Sansone, for being a hero and for leading this thing and for being unafraid to say all of the things that you're saying, because it's truth. We appreciate you being here today as well.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course. Homosexuals are coming after your kids. This isn't something that's new. They chant it going up and down the streets. These people are now adopting children, buying children. This is human trafficking by definition. Shocking stories coming up next. Go nowhere. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle, listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. Problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So homosexual couples have a new fad. No, it's not having several hundred or even thousands of anonymous partners and spreading AIDS. No, they've been doing that for ages. It's not using huge piles of illicit, illegal street drugs and then having orgies. It's not lopping their dicks off and claiming to be women, though of course that's as popular as ever. And no, it's not even sucking out of each other's buttholes or smearing feces on their wieners or getting novel parasites from livestock, though they do all of those things regularly as well. No, the new big trend for homosexual men is surrogate babies. So they pay for women to be impregnated with their sperm and to give birth. And then as soon as that baby is born, they rip that baby away from its mother to post photos on Instagram and collect followers and kudos from the fake criminal press and from lukewarm Christians and from tolerant fake conservative in our hijacked government. This isn't out of love. No, it's a stunt. These children are no more than a purse, a fashion accessory, so that gay men can get attention on social media and push the idea that they're normal rather than profoundly troubled, messed up individuals. There's a good Twitter post on all of this that we think is worth reading. It was posted by the user Bo in response to a CBS propaganda video giving a glowing profile to two homosexual male parents. He writes, quote, "Imagine tearing a newborn baby from its mother, who's in another room bleeding as her body and her breasts and her soul aches for the child. Imagine hundreds of thousands of years of instinct running through that child. The only person it knows in the entire world is that woman who grew him. Desperate for her smell, her breath, her heartbeat, her warmth, and her milk. Desperate for the colostrum to feed him for the first time. Imagine causing scientifically proven lifelong neurological damage to a human being by tearing it away from its mother so that you can play house. How wonderful. How stunning and brave to put your feelings before the life of that new child that you claim to care for. How nice you can just buy a child, a human being, immediately after birth. I wonder why we don't take puppies and kittens and piglets and calves immediately away from their mothers." Unquote. So if we're lucky, in the best case scenarios, we'll get kids raised in some bizarre household without any of a mother's affection, where they have two dads that find poop arousing, who probably have a few dozen side partners each, who by the time the child is old enough to know what's going on, have probably completely lost interest in parenting, because honestly, he's lost his usefulness as a desirable, sexually gratifying, prepubescent, hairless twink. That's probably the best case scenario. But in the worst case scenario, well, we have what happened with these two gay dads in Georgia. You remember that news story. William and Zachary Zulock had two adopted boys. They posted all kinds of social media photos of themselves in their rainbow pride shirts saying, "Love my family." They had homosexual magazines like Out asked to feature them as proof of how normal and happy these families are. But in secret, these two dads were raping both of their boys, making child porn of them, trying to pimp them out to other f**ks on the internet. And by the way, they weren't caught because one of these gays reported them. No, because these gays love the prospect of having sex with underage boys. No, they were only caught because police arrested some other homosexual for downloading child porn and then accidentally found what these men were doing among the evidence. So yeah, that's the worst case scenario. Homosexuals using kids as public props and then trafficking and molesting and raping and killing them in secret. That's not the only horror story that we have, of course. And surrogacy makes it all worse. Here's a story from just the other day written up by the Daily Mail. Surrogate mother in California, Brittany Pearson, was carrying a baby for two gay men when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So the best path for her was, unfortunately, to induce a premature labor because the child would not be able to survive an aggressive cancer treatment for the mom. But when the dads learned that their child may have been born early, they instead started aggressively pressuring Brittany to abort the baby instead. "If we can't rape this baby, we want you to kill him." Because they didn't want to accept the risk that their prop might come out disabled. You can't use a disabled kid for as many Instagram likes. They're not as sexually attractive, I guess, either. They literally began threatening Brittany with lawsuits, and the threats were so bad that she said that her own oncology team then began to back out on giving her cancer treatment. These are sick people in a sick world doing sick things to these kids. And those of us who want to put a stop to it are the ones who get labeled villains. Our own Lauren Witzke knows all about that. She's currently fending off a lawsuit from two homosexual men because she said that they were engaged in human trafficking for adopting a surrogate baby. Of course, that claim is 100% literally, indisputably true. If you're getting a surrogate to have a baby on your behalf and paying to take possession of the children, you are trafficking in a human being, period. You are doing transactions in human flesh. If you want to support Lauren's fight against this monstrous lawsuit, you can go to givesendgo.com/defendlauren. Again, that's givesendgo.com/defendlauren. And Lauren Witzke joins us now. Lauren, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Stu. That was quite an intro. You know, people seem to forget what happened to those babies in Georgia. They just want to kind of stuff it and memory hole it. We cannot allow that to happen because it's happening across the country. And you're right. None of the other homosexuals told on the other people. It was an accident that they discovered that those little children were being raped. And it is a current fad right now. This is just a phase. Right now it's, oh, I get Instagram likes and headlines if I go and buy a baby. But what happens to those babies when they become toddlers or when they go to kindergarten and go to school? And then it's not just fun Instagram picture likes. It's, oh, I have to actually raise a child. And, you know, they all struggle with a spirit of perversion. So we can't guarantee the safety of that child, because if you struggle with perversion, there's no goalpost on that. There is no limit to how far they will take it. And then you end up in situations like the Georgia couple. But the biggest issue is that Christians who speak out against it, or anybody who has a problem with this form of human trafficking, which is a business transaction for profit, buying children and babies. That is what it is. That is the definition of human trafficking. And from people who made the decision that I am not going to be able to have kids because of the lifestyle that I chose. If you choose homosexuality, you are choosing to not be able to reproduce. And that is what they have to live with. Instead, they found a workaround with that. And right now they're using it to make themselves popular and get clicks on the internet. But we have to think about the future of these babies. And they're coming after me because they actually came for you too, Stu. You heard we had to fight a lawsuit earlier this year because Shahi, a mayor out in Arizona, was hosting private drag queen story hours or dances for children. And you called him out on it and he sued you for it. So they're coming for us via lawfare to get us to shut up. And he was expecting and hoping that you would shut up and you didn't. And it's looking like you're going to win that one. However, they want to get the headlines like, hey, oh, so-and-so got sued for speaking up against this. So-and-so got sued or is in a lawsuit because they had a problem with homosexual baby harvesting surrogacy, you know, and they think that they can silence us. But it's not going to silence us because we're going to win and we have to keep speaking out. And you know what? I'd like to make them a counteroffer. If you want to sue us for speaking up against the LGBTQ agenda, we're going to find one brave state legislator in the country, only need one, to send gay marriage back to the Supreme Court. It is time to send gay marriage back to the states, and states should be able to decide who can be married, who can have children, who can rent children, because we've seen what the gay mafia has done when we gave them the, we just want to get married. That was a lie. Less than 10 years, we're now chemically castrating children. Drag queens are dancing for the children. They're walking around naked in the streets, and now they're harvesting babies from surrogate wombs. How far do you think this has to go before it turns out it's complete destruction? So we as Christians, we as conservatives, and we as Republicans, who, by the way, it is still our party platform, do stand with the nuclear family, the traditional nuclear family. That's what the Republican Party was built for. That was what it was designed to do, was protect families. And we as Republicans, we have a right to fight to send gay marriage back to the states. And I think that's, we've reached that point, Stu. I don't think we've hit a point of any kind of return. It's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah. I'm not saying that all homosexuals are pedophiles, but I will say that I believe that all pedophiles are homosexuals. And yeah, although the Supreme Court codified gay marriage, that doesn't mean that a president with real balls couldn't just say, no, it's illegal by executive order. And this is why BBC got so bothered when I said, when they asked me, oh, you said that homosexuality should be illegal. Yeah, I did. And you know what the problem is? The problem isn't the lawsuits from Cal Sheehy, which, by the way, are also his pronouns, I think. And, you know, the problem isn't the lawsuits that you're facing. No, the real problem is lukewarm Christians. The real problem is fake, cowardly, feckless conservatives who identify as a conservative, but then these blue check marks on Twitter will tell you, oh, really, Stu? Well, Donald Trump loves Rick Grenell, and he's a homosexual, and he's done great things for the country. I don't care. I don't care what he's done for the country. He's living in sin and he should repent. I'm not judging his soul. I'm not judging his heart. I'm not judging his relationship with Jesus Christ, but Jesus will and God will. And guess what? I do know that God blew up two whole cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, over this sodomy crap. I do know that pride is the worst of the seven deadly sins. And we spend a whole month celebrating that. And so yes, homosexuality should be illegal. These people should not be allowed to be married. The lifestyle should be banned completely. And we should roll that back completely. And nobody should apologize for that. And the problem is these people on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram that get huge, huge amounts of viewership and exposure because the algorithms allow them to, because they're marking themselves as safe from being a homophobe or a bigot by saying, look how beautiful you two perverted, disgusting gay men that are going to rape that child inevitably. Look how beautiful you are as a family. It's a mental illness. It's sick. The insane asylums need to be reopened, not only for these transsexual, transvestite, tranny, deviant, weird, demonic beings, lizard things, but also need to be reopened for the people who actually go on Facebook and other social media outlets to say and go out of their way to tell people how beautiful they are. Two men who love to suck each other off and put their penises in each other's poopy buttholes. These are the people that they're saying are just great, beautiful families. No, they're not. They're sick. They're degenerate. And they need to be imprisoned because inevitably these homosexuals who are adopting, actually buying these children, are participating in human trafficking for the purpose of raping those children. They get off on them children. That's why they have, like Cal Sheehy has, these events where they put their penises in front of little children. If little children weren't in attendance, I guarantee you they wouldn't even have the events.
Nope. They get off on, it's like a sexual fetish to perform and do all this in front of children. And, you know, we realized that the end goal was always the kids, because what was the first thing they did when they got their rights? It was a beeline straight to the kids. All right, parents, if you don't want to castrate or start transitioning your child, we're going to take your child and traffic them through CPS. You know, it was a beeline straight to the children.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. This is the slippery slope, which we keep using that word, and I know that it sounds cliche, but this is the direct trajectory toward legalizing sex with kids.
Yes.
Making it normal to have sex with children, making pedophiles celebrated rather than imprisoned and executed like they should be. And I'll say it again. I think this needs to be said very clearly. You touch our kids, we'll kill you. If you touch our kids, we will sentence you to death, not a life on death row that the taxpayers get ripped off for and robbed for like every other criminal tax. No, you get marched out of the courtroom and that jury convicts you and finds you guilty and that judge imposes the death penalty and you go out and you hang in front of everyone on the courthouse steps. You touch our kids, we'll kill you, period.
Yeah, one public execution of a pedophile and I think a lot of our problems would be solved. President Peters, by the way, just a little from one of your constituents here. One public execution, all the pedophiles, they will go back into the closet and where they belong. And I really, truly believe that. And we do need a strong leader. We need a strong leader who is willing to stand up and say the things that we're all believing and what we all think, but we can't say because, you know,
problem is our political process is fake. But you know what? I will tell you this. If president, I would not only make it legal, but I would make it mandatory for every state to execute these pedophiles. Thank you, Lauren, for being here so much. You can defend Lauren and help defend Lauren against these sick, perverted degenerates by going to givesendgo.com/defendLauren. Again, givesendgo.com/defendLauren. What can you do to protect yourself against the aging process? That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
It will not fill ivermectin for COVID.
That's against the law.
No, actually, it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com. promo code STU.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Before we go tonight, magnesium is one of the most common elements in the Earth's crust, yet remarkably, nearly half of Americans simply don't have enough of it in their diets. Well, you know what's going on with the fertilizers. You know how our Earth is being sprayed with all of the poisons. And that's bad because more than 300 bodily functions either require magnesium or are improved by it. So let's say you want healthy sleep or healthy bones or healthy digestion or healthy blood sugar, healthy nerve function, and in general, healthy living. You need magnesium. More specifically, you need 7 different types of it. You see, there's magnesium oxide, which is used in digestion. There's magnesium sulfate, also known as Epsom salt, which fixes constipation and preeclampsia. There's also magnesium malate, which soothes muscle pain, and so on. Well, the only way to get all 7 forms of magnesium needed for a human diet all at once, you've heard us talk about it on the program before, is Magnesium Breakthrough. Wade Lightheart is a 3-time natural bodybuilding champion. He's also the co-founder of Bioptimizers. His company produces Magnesium Breakthrough. We advertise it on this program. I am a user of Magnesium Breakthrough. I love it. You can find more of them at magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. With the promo code StuPeters10, you'll save big. That's StuPeters10, and Wade joins us now. Wade, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So the Earth's surface doesn't have magnesium in it much anymore. It's been depleted because of what we're doing. What with all of the psychopaths spraying all of this nonsense all over the place, fertilizer regulations so that, you know, farmers can't grow things that produce magnesium in our diets anymore. So we need to supplement it. A lot of these supplements act as, you know, a laxative, which you would never intentionally take, but they advertise. So people understand the importance of magnesium. And that's why, you know, a record smashing number of people are out there seeking magnesium. But what they're not understanding is that they're not getting what Magnesium Breakthrough has to offer, which is all 7 forms of this, these critical 7 forms of magnesium.
Yeah, what we've learned from our research facility is that different types of magnesium are uptaken by different parts of the body or perform different functions. So when you go to the store, you'll see, you know, magnesium, what the heck, alate or whatever. And it's really hard and difficult for the ordinary person to figure out which one to use. So we've combined the 7 most powerful forms in an easy format with a specialized delivery system so you get more bang for your buck. It's easy to deliver and it works.
So what's the difference between what you have and what I'm going to find on the shelf? And then, by the way, there's all these different brands also. And as you know, Big Pharma is behind a lot of these things. Grifters are behind a lot of these things. Oh, people understand the importance of magnesium, so let's just put a crappy product out. It doesn't really matter what the side effects are or if it works at all in general. We want to have as minimal overhead as possible, package this crap, and then sell it at this huge margin and make tons of money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And typically what will happen, they'll cite one research study with one type of magnesium and then use that to validate their product claims. And then beyond that, so there's this competition of which magnesium was used in what study and how effective was that. And the user isn't able to determine which one is best for them. And that's why we have our own research facility. We have 30 PhDs and master's students who actually do this testing. We have high-level scientific machines, microscopes to actually see is it gets inside the cells where you need it. And that's why people feel the difference when they take Magnesium Breakthrough over every other type of magnesium. In fact, we guarantee it 100%.
So this is why people are getting better sleep. This is why I'm getting better sleep. I know that. I've seen the difference. Digestion, whole lot better. Blood sugar is perfectly normal. Nerve function is awesome. just generally overall feel healthier since taking the magnesium breakthrough. That's why we advertise it on this program, because just like everything else that we advertise on this program, I and we actually use it. We believe in it. And you're a great company. We appreciate our partnership because we're helping to save people's lives, make people healthier, more vibrant, and more filled with energy. So we encourage people to go visit the site. Bioptimizers, great company. Magnesium Breakthrough, great product. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use the promo code StuPeters10. That's StuPeters10 for big discounts at magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. We'll be right back for our final goodbyes. Stick around. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to americareadysupply.com/stew. That's americareadysupply.com/stew. So everybody now knows, or is waking up to the fact, that our economy relies on the activation of the military-industrial complex. You see, you have the boom-bust war economy. Enrich the NGOs, enrich the fossils and the warmongering butt-sluts like Lindsey Graham and the D.C. Beltway, enrich Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, make missile testing sites somewhere in some crap hole country overseas, kill a bunch of people, and then lift the economy. Boom, bust, war. Boom, war, bust, war, boom, right? And so people are losing their asses in their stock portfolios, in their investment accounts, in their retirement accounts, their 401ks, their checking accounts, their savings accounts. What is cyclically great at the time of a bust? Gold, every time. Silver, every time. Physical gold and silver. You have to have a portfolio of this. You have to protect yourself against the great financial reset, protect yourself against the boom-bust war economy that the world's elites have set up to usher in the great financial reset, the great reset, Agenda 2030, one world governance. Wiping you out, resetting everybody to zero. That has to happen in order for them to gain total control, take everything away from your kids. So have gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. GoldCo's helping countless people to protect themselves against the boom-bust war economy, against hyperinflation, criminal taxation, all of these things. The great financial reset is imminent. It's coming fast. Protect yourself now. Get gold and silver, plus get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. The stock market is as fake as the moon landing was, and you don't even own your own 401k, much less know where your investments are. For that reason, you need to call Carlos Cortez, 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We will be back here at the same time, in the same place tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.